Finally today, record labels are in disarray and the music business continues to suffer. One area that's not suffering, digital downloads. The passing of Steve Jobs reminds us of Apple's strong position as perhaps the planet's main music distributor. That's thanks to its iTunes music program and the devices designed to play iTunes music like the iPod. An iPod can also help you share the music you download with others. That's something the world's Alex Galifant has been doing in Swaziland. Alex, you're currently in the Southern African nation on a reporting trip, and I hear you have an iPod with you. You took it on a road trip and gave that iPod quite a workout.
Yeah, I kind of really couldn't help myself. It's sort of a bad habit. Have iPod, must share as much music as possible. I was with a Swathi youth activist by the name of Sizwe, and he mentioned to me in the car, we were driving towards the east of the country near the border with Mozambique, and he mentioned to me that sometimes he listens to music in the car, you know, using a colleague's iPod. And I had this iPod with me. I said, well, you know, do you want to hear some new music? We were both, you know, getting a little tired of the gospel music on the radio. Great music, but that's all there was. So I, you know, took it out and put it to use.
You got an open invitation to DJ.
Yeah, open invitation. You know, we've had lots of people doing the What's on My iPod on the show, and now it was my turn.
Well, you can't say no to that. So what did you play?
Well, jazz is one of my really big loves. So instead of going straight to, I don't know, Bruce Springsteen or someone like that, I went a little left field and chose something by the great American drummer and band leader Buddy Rich. So this is a tune called Ready Mix from Buddy Rich's record Swinging New Big Band.
How did Sizwe like it?
Sizwe loved it. And then the rain began to fall in Swaziland and the fog rolled in off the mountains. So Buddy Rich didn't seem quite right at that moment. So we slowed things down a bit on the road and on the iPod.
Summer in the City by Quincy Jones there. So, Alex, did Sizwe, your guide out there in Swaziland, did he know many American artists? I mean, were Buddy Rich and Quincy Jones news to him?
Totally news to him. Didn't really know many American artists. He knew Michael Jackson, absolutely. But most Swazi radio, gospel apart, is filled with a kind of house music that's popular out here at the moment. In fact, I asked him if he'd ever heard of Stevie Wonder.
And?
Never heard of him. Which meant I got to be the one to introduce Sizwe to Stevie.
Yes.
Which, you know, you can just imagine was a huge thrill for me to watch, you know, a massive smile creep across his face.
That's Boogie On Reggae Woman by, of course, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, and Sizwe said, Stevie Wonder, the name is right.
Yeah, thank you, Stevie Wonder. And I guess thank you, Steve Jobs, too, because that's how you were able to share all this music with Sizwe.
Absolutely. And by the way, I was asking some Swazis today about Steve Jobs, if they'd ever heard of him, and few had heard his name. But the iPod, almost everyone knew about iPods.
That's the world's Alex Galifant. Alex is reporting from Swaziland with assistance from the International Reporting Project. You can read his latest blog post at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.